Hi everyone, I'm Max from AFM. Welcome to the Pilot Training Connect podcast, where we interview individuals from the pilot training industry to learn more about their organizations and their views of the industry. Every week, we will invite an industry leader to sit down with us to learn more about their training organization and their views going forward. This week, I have the great pleasure to be joined by Stefano Buratti, owner of Aero Locarno, a leading European pilot training organization headquartered in Switzerland. Welcome to the Pilot Training Connect podcast, Stefano.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Max. This is Stefano from Switzerland. I'm running Aero Locarno since 4 years and a half. So even if the school has been set up in the 70s, 4.5 years ago, I decided to basically take over since it was the flight school next to the place where I live. And taking over a flight school with 3 airplanes only. It was even a satellite operation at that time, not even independent ATO, around 10 employees, mainly PPL training. Now, looking back after four years and a half, we are now an independent ATO. We operate 12 airplanes and around 150 students under training all the time. And the majority of the students we are having at the moment are coming from all around Europe. So even if the region is an Italian-speaking region, I would say the Italian component of the students is less than 50%. And we employ mainly professional pilots as instructors. So even from the course perspective point of view, sounds more expensive compared with some other flight schools. What the students get at the very end is top quality experience, having real pilots teaching IFR procedures, IFR flying.
Yeah.
Just a kind of a short introduction.
Okay, so just to give everyone kind of an overview, I know you've mentioned you've got, is that correct, 12 training aircraft currently in your fleet?
Yeah, at the moment 12, and the second sim has just been delivered yesterday by Alsim. So we have one MPS and one Alsim sim, and we're going to take over additional 8 airplanes in 2023. So we're going to go up to 20 airplanes and 2 simulators.
Okay, and I know that, so you have 20 training aircraft, and I know that you have 2 training locations, one being in Switzerland and one being in Italy, correct?
That's correct. At some point, we realized that the capacity in Locarno was not enough to carry out the training for all these students. So we started looking around and getting in touch with few airports not far away from the southern part of Switzerland, willing to have a kind of a cooperation with us. We asked 5 airports to if they would be interested in doing that, and 3 replied, and we negotiate very good fares and training rooms, facilities, and we decide basically to start our second operation in Cuneo, which is around 50, even less, 25 nautical miles south of Turin. So 1.5 hours by plane from our main headquarters in Switzerland, and a very nice area. RMP approaches, ILS approaches, fantastic facilities, like an empty airport with 2,500 meters runway with only 2 commercial flights a day. So it was just fantastic for a flight school.
Yeah. And if for anyone who is listening, if you had to kind of share what Aero Locarno's kind of unique selling point is within the industry, specifically in regards to maybe airlines, how would you define it?
Well, since the very beginning, we train. So I've been working for 7-8 years as a flight operation manager and crew training manager for an AOC operator. And I could definitely see the introduction on evidence-based training and competence to the airline world. So my main question when I took over the flight school was, well, why can't I apply the same technique and the same philosophy already at the flight school level? So since the very first flight, we start teaching NOTEC skills, competence, decision-making, situational awareness. So we try to mold the students in a way that as soon as the training is over, the first selection they're going to have is going to be the good one. Threat and error management. We know exactly what the airlines are looking at when they are hiring pilots. And that's how we train the students.
Yeah. I think so
compare with some other flight schools in the surroundings, I would say not that many are delivering the type of training we do exactly because of that. Just for instance, another example, every time we fly IFR, we fly real route sectors with a pilot flying, a pilot watching, an instructor with clear task sharing from A to B, and they fly 3 sectors a day and then back to the home base, like being a low-cost carrier with 1.5 hour flight time, short turnaround, and fly again and again and again. So instead of constantly teaching with the old methods, we basically try to do a kind of line flying under supervision when teaching IFR.
Yeah, I think this is also the feedback that I've received a lot from the industry, and when our team at AFM has researched, you know, the different flight schools. Aero Locarno has really positioned itself to deliver the highest quality airline pilot training that it can through the experience management team that it has. And it just so for everyone who's listening, I know that you've also spent a lot of money to ensure that you have training equipment to take individuals right from, you know, the first ground school class all the way to MCC jet orientation training. So can you just share more kind of what equipment you have for those components and how you integrate
it? Somehow we're back to the previous statement. We're going to need to have pilots ready to be hired and nicely employed. Therefore, it's glass cockpit training since the very beginning. And the ATPL program we developed also contains electric airplane hours. So the students are going to have single engine piston hours on the glass cockpit, electric, single engine electric time, let's say, advanced UPRT on extra 200s airplane, IFR training on Diamond 40 and 42s, and simulator training on top-notch MPS 737 and Alcimi Diamond 42. So it's a kind of a constitute training from 0 to 100 with the best machines available on the market. So we try to combine, when it comes to SOPs, software and machine hardware, best with the best, in a way that we know that our capacity cannot be 1,000 students per year. We know that our capacity can be somehow limited. So why don't we pre-select candidates, smart candidates, candidates we know we can play with them, we can mold them like we like, following a steady and precise path until the very end, they will be most likely the first ones being hired by the airlines. And as a return, the airlines will know that students coming from Aero Locarno are actually almost the best ones they can find.
And I know you've shared this with me just a bit earlier, what you're seeing now in terms of the placement or the hiring by your graduates is just phenomenal. Is that something you can also share in this interview?
Yeah, absolutely. At the moment, we are, I would say, completing around 50 integrated ATPL per year. And with 2023, we're going to double to 100. But if I can tell you about the 50 we just completed, I mean, between 15 and 16 have been hired by Ryanair, a couple in Lauda, a couple in Wizz Air, and 20 are now with Transavia or Air Astana. So if I would have had more pilots available and ready on my desk, they would have had already the job or at least a selection in place. Air Dolomiti is about to select other 6 guys. And I was just having a chat with one of our students. He basically got 2 positive feedback out of selections in 1 week. So he's not in a position where he has to decide joining one airline or the other one, comparing the packages, which is something absolutely astonishing from my perspective, if you think about the cadet ab initio.
And I think this is also what airlines hopefully are becoming more and more aware of, that competition for, you know, fresh CPL holders is drastically increasing. And I think, you know, going into 2023, we're going to see a lot more pilot pathway programs, cadetship programs, or the different terms.
Actually, since this is the day, just a couple of hours ago, we announced quite an interesting partnership with the Airline Pilot Club. And basically, we're going to do a kind of a mentored ATPL on their BNALF. So they will look at the possible placement conditions and we will take care of the training from 0 up to the ATPL. But we believe so much in this kind of high quality training that we even committed in terms of time frame. Meaning, if we delay the training because of our fault by 1 month, we give some money back to the students. So it's not just a matter of providing high quality training. Now I'm committing to the time frame as well. And if I'm late because I'm making mistakes, I will pay them back.
That's very confident from your end.
Absolutely,
So
absolutely.
I hope you've got the Swiss weather on speed dial.
Well, we fly around between Italy and Switzerland, 320, 325 days per year, something like that. So it works.
I think also for I know a lot of the different operators that I've spoken with in the past, you know, whenever kind of Switzerland to a much greater extent, but also Italy to a lesser extent has been discussed, it was always seen as a very high cost place of operation for training purposes. But if I look now over the past 2 years, especially the complicated last 2 years that we had, Aero Locarno has done phenomenally well throughout the complex last 2 years, and now is also positioning itself to become a key kind of supplier of quality first officers, new first officers, or second officers to the different airlines. So, what would you say in terms of the positioning of Switzerland and what it can offer?
Well, actually, in the last year, well, we just completed the 2022 and we ended up with an EBITDA of more than 20%, which is fantastic, phenomenal. Well, it's pretty well known that Switzerland is expensive, but when I look at VAT, for instance, for training reasons, no one has to pay VAT in Switzerland. So you can already deduct an average 20% from the cost of the courses, like compared with some other countries. And as well, the fuel is around 20-25% less expensive because of less taxation. So it might look more expensive, but the fact that Switzerland is so well known around the world when it comes to punctuality, quality, and results is, from my perspective, the outcome of the perfect management of the country. So they really help the organization out quite a lot. And that's why, like I was telling you, we don't pay VAT at all. And we can even somehow, at the end of our fiscal year, do a kind of amortization, taking into account less taxation rates. So somehow I can see how the Swiss Confederation is helping us out in staying with black numbers.
Oh, fantastic. Really fantastic. And I know that, you know, especially throughout the pandemic, while a lot of other flight schools were, you know, really struggling, that Aero Locarno has really powered through. I just want to ask you, maybe you can share with everyone a couple of the announcements that you've made. One of them you've already just shared, this, you know, mentored Airline Pilot Club cadetship program. I know last year also that you've put a lot of emphasis to kind of create this whole ecosystem around the flight school. And I just wonder if you can share more of that, because I think that might be quite interesting to a number of flight schools who might be listening and airlines who
Yeah.
will be listening as well.
Well, I was checking my numbers and who could be interested in the flight careers? Typically, someone who is studying 16, 17, between 15 and 17 years old at the moment, high school, looking for a possible career opportunity as a pilot. So the idea was to create a kind of a network involving high schools at the very beginning, Aero Locarno, and the type rating organization at the very end with possible job opportunities in a way that when you explain to the students and their families the entire training path is not just getting the TPL and period, but we can offer them an entire path from A to Z, including as well the partnership with the university. So they can somehow assemble the training the way they think is the best within the family. And I could see that because of that, we got an extra 20 students. We got a good relation with families as well, with students, with the flight school, with the high school in the surroundings, creating a kind of an established and constituted path.
I know that's you know, a lot of flight schools were, you know, really trying to focus as much as possible just on their core activities, especially over the past kind of 2 years. Some partnered with universities to kind of bring that, you know, let's call it second career path security to the pilot training profession. But you know, from how at least at AFM we've been tracking Aero Locarno, I know that you've been extremely vocal around building this whole ecosystem around the flight school to really really offer aspiring pilots, you know, not just, as you said, not just a single, you know, here you go, get your license, but this whole system to, you know, train the aviation leaders of tomorrow.
Yeah, and it worked out quite nicely, especially when at some point they got the opportunity to finance the training as well for Swiss citizens and Italian citizens as well. So together with strong pre-selection, this kind of network developed and the possibility to finance the best students, we are back to the discussion we were having a few minutes ago. We are ending up training the best pilots or the ones that will be hired straight after the end of the training.
So I know Air Locarno is positioned quite well, is doing quite well, is training more and more students. How do you see the pilot training and specifically flight training industry kind of developing this year?
Well, I think small organizations like small clubs or small flight schools, they might struggle a little bit. I see more and more big players when it comes to standardization, quality of the product, ensuring the correct time frame when it comes to training, getting priority over the market. So if I look at 2023 and 2024 as well, this is somehow my perception. While setting up the second base, we see already that students used to attend training in some other local flight schools. They already got in touch asking for explanation, information. So they really would like to have, I don't want to say a big organization, but a more structured organization with more systematics, more SOPs, I would say less club style and more airline style. So back to your question, this is what I see the next 2 years, less club and much more professional training.
Okay. And what challenges do you think the flight training industry will have to tackle over the next year to 2 years?
Well, lack of expertise. The major issue I might see at the moment is losing my best instructors, because the market is so open at the moment. There are so many job opportunities that at some point, few instructors I was able to get during the COVID time because they ended up jobless. I think about few instructors working for Norwegian or working for Qatari or working for Etihad. At some point, they might desire to go back to the flight deck of a big airplane. And suddenly, I might end up without is well-qualified manpower. So from my perspective, this is the most complicated point I could see. On the other hand, it's a kind of a balance, meaning if you wanna have an IFR instructor full-time paying, I don't wanna say peanuts, but a very, very low salary, you can expect the quality of the training associated to the amount of money you are able to invest in this candidate. But if you want to have a former 350 Qatari type rating instructor examiner working for you, you need to pay him a little bit more. You need to be ready to afford this quality. So that's the challenge I could see in the next months. How far can we go in retaining these high qualified candidates?
You know, I think this is really something. The cost of pilot training is continuously going up, and especially the cost to deliver flight training is, you know, has drastically increased over the past 12 months, which then once again raises the you know, total cost for an aspiring pilot, which, you know, increases the barriers of entry for aspiring pilots. But do you think we will see more financing programs? I know that you've already got student financing programs for Swiss citizens and Italian citizens. Do you think we'll see more of these kind of emerging?
Yes, I think so. I think so, because at the end, the cost, they are somehow the flight school are charging more or less the same price. So it's not a matter of picking up the cheapest or the more expensive flight school. It's a matter of picking up the flight school who most likely will be able to ensure the best training path. And whenever I think about bank institution or organization, see good candidates together with good flight schools and possible job employment, they are more than happy to finance. The agreement we have at the moment with BNP Paribas, which is a pretty famous European bank, is quite a good deal, very good interest. And the students, they don't even have to pay anything back the first 2 years. So they can complete the training, get a job, and after 2 years, then they can start paying back the cost of the training. And
is the bank, just to ask this question, because this is, I think, one of the key areas where the industry is always having the discussion around the more financing options that there are, the more it kind of opens up this profession to aspiring pilots. But a lot of banking institutes or a lot of financial institutions are very careful in terms of venturing and providing the financing for this, because either it is an unknown product, so an unknown kind of loan or financing product for them, and they don't have any default rates, they don't have any placement rates, they don't have, you know, anything along those lines. But I'm quite curious. So, for example, your banking partners, they are quite happy with providing more financing solutions to more students.
Well, they, for Switzerland, is slightly different because it's the Swiss Confederation financing,
okay,
which is a completely another world. Exactly, they finance the training from A to Z, and thereafter, you through the time you can reimburse 50% of the training. The other 50% is paid by the Confederation if you get a job, which is amazing. When it comes to Italy, I can say that BNP is pretty open when it comes to financing. We had already quite a good number of students having access to this credit line. And even the guarantees they are looking at, we're not talking about organization giving money for free. That's crystal clear. But somehow it sounds affordable for families and students as well.
That's really fantastic. I remember, 7 or 8 years ago when I was working with a pilot training group in Southeast Asia, in the Philippines, they already introduced a study now, pay later program, which was super successful. The bank really liked it because, you know, they were financing individuals, aspiring pilots who then got a job. And then who then became good customers of the bank in terms of taking car loan and mortgage, you know, all of these other banking products. And is there, looking ahead, so it seems like you know where the industry is going, you know where, you know what the challenges are. Where do you see Air Locarno in at the end of 2024?
Well, we have a target, and our target is around 10 airplanes more per year. So I would say 30 airplanes, and we think about more than doubling our size. My idea somehow is to open up an additional base. So by the end of 2024, having three operational bases, two in Italy and one in Switzerland, and basically carry out training according to this mentor program for high pre-selected candidates, having already, if possible, a job opportunities. So that's how I see myself and Air Locarno in the next couple of years. Top quality training, not thousands of students, but a limited amount of students, high quality, ready to go to the airline job, and feeding back the flight school with good opinions.
Oh, that's really fantastic to hear. And Stefano, for as long as I've known you and Air Locarno, I'm more than confident that you will most probably reach this milestone at the beginning of 2024. If people are interested to find out more about Air Locarno, where can they find more information?
Well, typical channels. So either our website or with the media, so with Facebook, Instagram, and the LinkedIn, or through AFM as well. So there are a few different ways to get in touch with Air Locarno. If someone is interested in our mentor program through APC, they can enroll to a kind of first pre-selection, and we'll take care of the final step of the selection. So it's going to be indicative assessment going on, practical assessment, interviews, group selections. We really want to pick up the best ones. That's the target.
Fantastic. Well, thank you for sharing your insights with us today, Stefano. As Stefano has mentioned, if you want to learn more about the training organization, you can visit www.airlocarno.ch. Or connect with Stefano on LinkedIn. I know, Stefano, you're very active on LinkedIn as well. And I wish you a prosperous 2023 and speak to you soon.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Bye.